I was going to continue where we were, where we left off in our limud of the Zohar Kaddish, but during the break, during lunch, I saw that there were a number of messages that I had on my phone following up some things from yesterday. And I realized that of course this is all something needs to be spoken about in a not just in one shiur for an hour, but for hours and hours and hours. But it obviously touched a very, very sensitive point in the heart and the hearts and the minds of many, many Jews. So we're still going to learn a piece from the Zohar in a minute, but I wanted to follow up. So this is Chelik Beis, post-Pittsburgh, Chelik Beis, because people have the right to understand that things that have been spoken are not only in opposition to the healthy, natural chush that a Jew has of being the correct response that Hashem Yisbarach wants us to have to something like this, what happened the other day, what happened on Shabbos in Pittsburgh. But there's also a tremendous amount of just old-fashioned amaratzes that needs to be addressed, amaratzes, ignorance. And we need to understand the Torah's mahalach. When we look at anything that happens to us in life, individually, collectively, through the eyes of Chazal, through the eyes of the poskim, the Rishayim, the Achronim, and the poskim, and so on. Again, it's a big subject. But just to touch upon it, again, this is just the last half hour, so I jotted down a thought or two. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun tells the famous story of Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, who for a brief few moments left the world. That his neshama went above. And you all know that his father asked him, "What did you see?" Olam hafuch. Everything is upside down. Elyon lamata, sachtan lamala. What people don't know is that the Gemara continues on and tells us some fascinating things that he experienced while he was no longer in this world, during that time when he was away from the world. One of the things he said is, Shamati, I heard, in the world of truth, Shamati, haruge malchus, ein odem yochel lambad memichitzos. I heard, in the world of truth, one of the things about the world of truth is that everything there is true. This is an Amud HaShikra. In the world of truth, he said, Shamati, I heard, that Haruge Malchus, Jews who are killed for being Jewish, Jews who are killed by non-Jews for being Jewish, they have a mechitza in Shemaim, they have a schar in Shemaim that no other person can even be in that mechitza. The Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Zayin, the other Gemara says, goes on to qualify, because you could say, based upon the Gemara and Pesachim, that this is only talking about a very fine Jew, an outstanding person, who is killed by a non-Jew. But what about a person who's not an observant Jew? What about a person who's even a Russia? Now, this is the question. It's a big question. A person who's not religious at all, or God forbid, a person who's a Russia. So there in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara tells us, speaks about a Jew who's killed by a guy, Mitoich Rishai. Mitoich Rishai means that he was not Chayzeh B'Tshuva, while he was still in his state of rebelling against God. This Jew was killed by a guy. And Havalei Kapar. And the Gemara there says that Havalei Kapar, Rava says over there in the Gemara, the Havalei Kapar, that he is forgiven automatically when he is killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, for being a Jew. He is forgiven automatically for all of his aveiros, for all of his sins. And not only that, but regarding this Jew who was killed by a guy, Mitoich Rishai, while being a Rasha, not having done tshuva in his life, he was killed in that state of rishus. The Gemara brings the pasuk in Tehillim Kapitel Ayin Tes, Mizmah La'asaf, Elokim Bo Goyim B'Nachlasecha, Rabbi Yishalom, Goyim have trespassed your place. Bo Goyim B'Nachlasecha, Timu as Heichal Kadshecha, they have defiled your holy place. And it goes on to say afterwards, Nosnu es nivlas avodecha ma'achol lo'eif ha-shamayim, that our enemies have taken the corpses of avodecha, of your servants, lo'eif ha-shamayim, to feed, to birds, for birds to eat, and besar chasidecha l'chai soy eretz, and the flesh of your righteous ones for the animals to feed upon. And the Gemara learns, the Pshat in Pasuk, the Gemara learns here, Avadecha Chasidecha is referring to your righteous one, a Jew who was completely, completely not observant. The Gemara is talking about a Rasha. Somebody who is against Torah, who's a Rasha, who understands what Torah is and goes against it, however one defines a Rasha. But once he is killed by a goy, because of him being Jewish, now we're talking about a madrega of nivlas avedacha, besar chasidacha. You look there in the Gemara, at the bottom of the Omid, and men Zion and Aleph, in Sanhedrin, and you'll see what the Gemara talks about. There Rabbeinu Chananel says that not only that, but the kapara is immediate when this Jew is killed, even before the kavur, even before the burial, which normally brings about a tremendous kapara. Even before the burial, Rabbeinu Chananel says that the moment this person is killed, because he's Jewish, automatically everything is forgiven. It's complete kapara. Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva, I couldn't find it here. I have it at home. But I recall that Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva talks about from the moment of the Amos Upachad Hamisa, that when, from the second that the guy terrifies and frightens this Jew, even before he was actually killed, for fear of losing his life, is already complete kapar. It's a complete, complete kapar. Now this view is brought lahalacha by the Shach in Yerudei Simin Shin Mem Sifkat and Tes. With there, the Shach says that misosam is kaparosam, even though the person did not have the time or perhaps the interest to do tshuva. But the very fact that he was killed by a goy, misosam kaparosam, the Chassam Sofer in Yerudei Simin Shin Lamed Gimel also writes that any Jew who's killed by a goy, afilu mitoch rishoy, even though this Jew is a Rasha in his life, is miskaper miyad. For our brothers and sisters who have a special fondness for the Rambam, if you look in the Igeres Taiman, which is kedai to learn the whole Igeres Taiman, to what we're talking about. But if you look in the Igeres Taiman, there the Rambam writes that any Jew who's killed by a goy, because he's Jewish, the Rambam says he's a tzaddik gomor, and he's like the Asara Harugei Malchus, the 10 martyrs that we just davened about on Yom Kippur and in Kinas, the Asara Harugei Malchus, and like the Shiva B'nei Chana, who were killed, the 7 sons of Chana, who were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam says, "Afilu hayarasha ki yiravam." That's pretty hard. "Afilu hayarasha ki yiravam." These Jews in Pittsburgh, as I said yesterday, we're not talking about rishoyim. They don't know. They didn't learn. They weren't raised in a way of kedusha. The Rambam says that this person is a tzaddik gomer. He's killed because he's a Jew. He's a tzaddik gomer. The Minchas Yitzchak writes in his tshuva, since it's based upon a tshuva, the Marach or Zeruah, also in Simon Yudal, but the Minchas Yitzchak in the first Chelik Simon Pei Gimel, writes that even though when it comes to a person who's a mumalav adazara, again, it's pretty bad. We're not dealing here with a mumalav adazara. A person who's mumar, which Rashi says means he's oduk, right? He's attached deeply to Avodah Zarah. For such a person, the dinim of Avela, strictly speaking, the laws of mourning are suspended. But the Minchas Yitzchak brings for many Rishonim to say that even a mumar la Avodah Zarah, who was killed by a guy because he's a Jew, even a mumal avodah zarah was killed by a guy because he's Jewish, misablam alav. The din is to be misablam alav, that we mourn him, and he's called a kaddish, that he died, he was killed, al kiddush Hashem. This conversation goes beyond Pittsburgh. It reaches back to the Holocaust and other times in our lives. And what about soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish soldiers, men and women, who are defending their brothers and sisters every moment of their lives? They're defending their brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. What about a gay soldier? What about a soldier whose sexual preference was his own gender? No one's condoning these things. We're not talking about that. Just like no one's condoning Chil Shabbos, and nobody is talking about condoning a conservative style of davening, God forbid. We're not talking about that. But what about a soldier who's a conservative Machal Shabbos who's gay, and he's killed defending the Jewish people? What does the Oilam say about such a Jew? The Oilam says about him, Fech. The Oilam says about him, he's from the Dar Mabul. If the people who say those things would be in Eretz Yisrael and they'd be driving in a scary neighborhood, they would be very, very much enamored by the Dar Mabul who are protecting them. They'd be very happy with Dar Mabul, Dar Hafloga, all the lashonis that these people use, the lashonis of sinner, of hatred, of cynicism. What about a soldier who's gay? A soldier who's gay. And a Machal Shabbos. And he doesn't drink Chalav Yisrael. It's hard to believe there could be such a thing. What about a soldier like that? The only thing he does, he puts his life on the line every single minute of his life. He puts, for us, he puts his life on the line. And lo aleinu, he's killed. Okay, this is Hashem. So what, you spit on his grave? You don't allow him to be buried in a Jewish cemetery? What would the rabbis, these rabbanim, what would they say? What would they say about such a Jew? About a soldier? He's not religious. So Hashem is teaching him a lesson. Ein yisurim b'loi chet, mida k'neged mida, all the things that he highlighted in his medrash and his gemara. Not to say that there's no such thing as midas hadin. Not to say that there's no such thing as ein yisurim b'loi chet, mida k'neged mida. What I said yesterday, and it has to be very clear, is that you could talk about all you like. And you like that way, and that makes you excited and makes you into a better Jew. You like to emphasize the Malhamavis, things like that. That works for you. There are different Mahalchim. There's Hanhagas HaYichud, Hanhagas HaMishpat, there's Igulim, there's Yosha. Wherever you come from, you could understand it any way that you like. But the conversation ends the second that a Jew is killed for being a Jew. That's the end of the conversation. Gemara. And we turn to the Gemara, and we turn to Psak Halacha. These Gemaras are talking about Rishayim. That soldier is not a Rasha. Chas v'chalila. At worst, the soldier is a Tinuk Shenishba. He was raised in a school system that taught him not to be Shema Torah Mitzvah. And even if he was nowadays, I'm not getting to the whole conversation of Tinuk Shenishba and how do you define in our times a Tinuk Shenishba. But let's end with the Zohar Kaddish. Okay, since this is a Seder that we have in Zohar, let's end with a piece of the Zohar. Again, I don't have a computer, and I couldn't. And I was trying to reach into my head to remember something that would try to drive this point home. So the Zohar Kaddish is in Bereishis. If you take a look there in Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, you don't have that in the Zohar in front of you. Let me just share with you. But it's Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. It's a pachad. What the Zohar is talking about over there are the Hecholas in Gan Eden. And Mashiach going from one Hechel to another Hechel, from one chamber, from one place in Gan Eden to another level of Gan Eden. Mashiach's going. V'notu mehai Hechola. So the Zohar says that he left the third Hechel. V'ol b'Hechola revi'o. And he went into the fourth Hechel. V'tamon kol inun aveli tzin v'yushalayim. And who are the Jews in the fourth Heichel in Gan Eden? Aveli Tzin of Yerushalayim, Jews who mourned over the Churban, Aveli Tzin of Yerushalayim, V'chol Inun Kitoilei D'Shar Amin, and any Jew who was killed by a Goy. Any Jew doesn't make no other qualifications other than being killed by a Goy. V'chol Inun Kitoilei D'Shar Amin, V'yushari Ubache, Mashiach comes into this Heichel. It's interesting, in this same Heichel are the Aveli Tzin of Yerushalayim and Jews who were killed by Goyim, by our enemies, for being Jewish. V'yushari Ubache, you listening? This, every word of the Zohar. V'yushari Ubache. I'll give it afterwards, you can take a picture. V'yushari Ubache. Mashiach is sobbing. Doesn't say that about the other Heichelis. When Mashiach comes into this Eichel and he sees these Yidden, he's crying. Uchidein kol inun nesiyin dezara de David kula achidon beyu menachem in lei. All the nesiyim from Beis David, all the eniklach and David HaMelech, come over there. That's Mashiach B'dah. It's Mashiach's Mishpacha. So all of the Bnei David, the Zera David, they come there to Mashiach, who's in the fourth Heichel Gan Eden, and they hold on to him. Those are the words. Kulon, kulu achidon bei umanachem in lei. They hold him and they give him nechama. They give him nechama. Shorei tinyonu suboche. So they give him nechama and he quiets down a little bit, Mashiach. He's comforted a little bit by the Zera David. And then he starts crying again. He starts crying again for these who were killed by Goyim and the tzaras of Yisrael, and he can't be makabel tanchumen. Ad the kolon nafik, listen. Ad the kolon nafik misachid bahu kolon, until there's a voice that comes out from the Shechina herself, and Mashiach grabs onto that voice that comes from the Shechina, v'solik la'ela, and with that. With holding on to that voice of the Shechina, Mashiach is able to ascend Le'ela to Gan Eden Elyon, to the higher Gan Eden. V'ishtoi tamon, and he's able to stay there, ad v'ish yarcha, he's able to stay there until Rosh Chodesh, because the Nechama will come, because all the tzaros of this world is because of the Pagam Halavana, and he's able to stay there until Rosh Chodesh. All right, we're not going to go into that right now. And when he descends, when Mashiach comes down from that place, after Rosh Chodesh comes down, then many, many, many Naharin Vizivan, many Iris, and Zivan like Ziv, rays of light, come down with him. Minaharin L'chol Inun Hecholin, that illuminate all the Heicholos of Gan Eden Tachtoin, of the lower Gan Eden, where these neshamas of these Jews are to be found, back in the Heichel Revi, the fourth Heichel. V'asvoso nohayro l'chol inun katoilin. And with this light that comes down from Gan Eden Elyon, that descends into this Heichel, a light of refuah, of healing, for all those who were murdered by Goyim, uvneimar and amachayuv and the sevil we made the Mashiach, and all those who are suffering and in pain, who cry together with Mashiach Zikenu over the godless of the Jewish people. Just a drop more. Uchidein purpira lavish. When a Jew is killed by a Goy, I mentioned this once on Tisha B'Av. When a Jew is killed by a Goy, Mashiach puts on a certain lavush, a certain garment. Tamon chakik in a reshim and kol inun kator l'deshar amin bahu perpira. And in that garment there are engraved, printed, engraved, the images of all those Jews over time who were killed by Goyim for being Jewish. Again, it doesn't say what tzitzis, they didn't wear tzitzis, tzaddikim, mishayim. Visalikahu purpira la ela vishaka tamon go purpira eloi de malka. And Mashiach then ascends with this levush. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I guess they have the technology up there to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the chakikis from the papira, from the levush, from the aderis, the garment of Mashiach. And he, how do you do that? You know, like you're able to transfer from one computer to the other computer. So the Baruch Hu transfers the chakikis of those images of Jews that Mashiach has, that he brought up with him from the Gan Eden Tachton, of those Yidden that were killed for being Jews. He takes it up to Shemaim, and the Baruch Hu takes those and makes those chakikis and the rishimis on his garment. Tamago perpira ilo demalka. Perpira ilo demalka. The garment, the levush of the Baruch Hu. The Kutchabrichu Zamin La Albosha Hu Purpira Lamaidan Amin. In the future, Hashem is going to put on that coat that has a picture, an image, an engraving of every Jew that was ever killed by a goy, Al Kiddush Hashem, regardless of his particular background, and regardless of his portfolio, and whether or not people approve of him or don't approve of the way that he lived. It's the way that he died. And Hashem is going to put on this coat. L'meidan amen. To judge those goyim that did this. To judge the nations of the world. Pashto says that the nations of the world who brought such people into the world, but the murderers certainly in particular. D'chsiv yodin ba'goyim mole givyois. Hashem is going to, what we say in Avraham on Shabbos, yodin Hashem is going to bring judgment upon those goyim, because Hashem is mole gevios, because Hashem's levush, his coat, is packed. Mole gevios. What does it mean, gevios? Bodies, corpses, cadavers. Mole gevios. You hear, when you say that on Shabbos, it'll be better. Now it'll be more geschmack. Yodin ba goyim mole gevios. And then the Zohar says, Ad the Asav and Achim line. Then Mashiach will finally have Nechama. V'nochasen imei noharin v'yidunin l'isadna. And then all of the neshamas of those Jews that were killed are going to be able to delight fully when they see the Nechama. When they see that revenge that Hashem will take, that He didn't forget them. Then they'll be able to delight in all of the oiris of Shemayim, whatever, in Gan Eden. All kinds of malachim and the makovis of the malachim are going to be there. And kol chad v'chad malbusha dislab shabuhu kalin nishmas nekatoylan. And every malach is going to wear, connected each Jew, there's going to be a malach that's going to wear a particular coat for that Jew with his image engraved in that coat. Lislab shabuhu kalin nishmas nekatoylan. The Tamon Misadnin, and there those neshamas in the fourth Heichel are going to have a gewaldige Gan Eden. Kalahu Zimne Diyu Salik Venachis. It goes on and on. I think it's enough for now. For each and every one of us to understand that Sai in Nigla and in Pnimius HaTorah, that the only thing we could say about a Jew, regardless of his background or her background, that was killed for being a Jew, is Ashrach of a Tavlach. There were great tzaddikim who were jealous of such people. We don't wish it upon any Jew. We don't wish it upon ourselves. But we do wish, we do daven that the time will come, which when terrible tragedies like this take place, they're not used by the people who, I'm certain, mean well. But they're not used as an opportunity to divide, to separate, but rather as an opportunity to bring Jews together to remind us of we're all wearing the same coat. We're all on the list of that guy that ran into Pittsburgh. He just happened to be on Squirrel Hill. That's where That's where that Rasha lived, and he happened to be able to get those Jews in that synagogue in Tree of Life. But all of our enemies throughout all of the years, they're looking for the gviyos of each and every Jew. And the Hashem Yisbarach should help us that we should come to the time that those neshamos will be finally consoled, not only from what happened to them in this world, but from that thought or that feeling that maybe the Baruch Hashem doesn't love them. Maybe they also watched that clip or something. And for some reason they think that maybe the Baruch Hashem doesn't love them. And they'll be able to see that what they did was something which was, even though, again, as I explained yesterday, even though they didn't have it in mind, and they didn't want that to happen, but what they did was the completion of that Kedis Yitzchak, that Kosh Baruch Hu, see, Barachim Tizka, the Hashem, you should remember Barachim him to all Zeri Yitzchak, and we should be Zerachim as Hashem to see the Glash of Amitish, maybe Amen, Amen, Amen.